This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me. You are tuned in to God's frequency now, WGOD Radio. This is where God is always broadcasting. I'm glad you've tuned in here today to hear a word from God today. And I promise you, you won't be disappointed because I know the secret. And I share it with you. That is, God is always broadcasting. What we need to do is tune into His frequency. And I'm here to help you do that today as we get into the Word of God. I'm going to talk for a couple minutes today because we only have 8 minutes left of this message. I preached a little while ago at Island Community Church. We're looking at the demon-possessed man whose name was Legion. Now, we'll get into that again in a minute. Here, first, coming up this weekend, I invite you out to Island Sunday morning at 10:30, where we are in Chapter 10. We're looking at Jesus and the rich young ruler. Chapter 10 in the Gospel of Mark. Love to see you. Sunday nights, we're going to go over the rich young ruler. Sunday night, we meet at 6 o'clock now. And the first part of that service, we'll be looking at what my sermon is in the morning. And then one of the men from our church is teaching through the first 11 chapters of Genesis. So that will be Sunday night, 6 o'clock. Actually, we're meeting for food earlier at 5 o'clock. You're invited to come out, take a load off, enjoy some good food and fellowship. We do that on the last Sunday of every month. That'll be this Sunday. So you are invited. You don't need to bring anything except your Bibles. Sunday night at 5, the service will start at 6. Then we'll be going over this message here, which I'll be preaching in the morning, and that is the rich young ruler. It's an awesome thing here when I think about it, when the Lord confronts this man and says, "What must I do? Good teacher, what should I do that I may inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God." What a shocking statement that is. No one is good. You know how many people I've met off the street? Maybe you yourself. When you ask and take inventory of your own selves, "Well, I'm a good person. I don't drink, smoke, or swear. I don't cheat on my husband. I don't cheat on my wife. I'm a good person." You see, friend, if you think that, you are deceived and you have incorrectly surmised your position before God. The Son of God says, "Do you know who you're talking to?" He says to this man. He says, "No one is good but one, that is God." Also, Romans chapter 3, it says here in verse 10, "It is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understand. There is none who seek after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one." Let me encourage you. Don't falsely surmise your position before God and say that you're good, because no one is good but one. That is, what are we going to do now? There's only one thing we can do, and that is to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. Now, that's what we're looking at Sunday morning at 10:30. Now, here today, we're going to wrap up this look at this man here, Legion, this man possessed with the demon. And it's funny, he comes up to him and it says, Lord, I want to follow you. Of all the people, the Lord says, follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. One comes up to him and says, I want to follow you. And the Lord says, no, you can't. That's what we're looking at here today. Enjoy this message.
God showed me the answer to that question once long ago. But I refuse to teach my personal vision or revelation from the pulpit. It's not what this pulpit's for. But I'll tell you what, you come here Wednesday night at 6 o'clock and I'll give you the answer. If you come Wednesday at 6, I'll give you the answer, in my opinion, for why Jesus asked him what his name was. But I won't give it to you here. Again, what is your name? He answered, he said, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, send us into the swine, or send us to the swine, that we may enter them. And at once Jesus gave them permission. I mean, why didn't he just destroy them? Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned into the sea. So those who fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that had happened. Now, you would think that they would return and thank the Lord for what he did, right? Read on, verse 15. Then they came to Jesus, saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Now, how can that be your first response? Fear? Here's this poor man, demon-possessed, finally in his right mind, sitting, clothed, and probably smiling. And your initial response to that is fear? I kind of would have thought joy would have been the first response, wouldn't you? Those who saw it, verse 16, those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed and about the swine. Then they began to plead with him to depart from their region. So they said to him, they pleaded with the Son of God, please leave. Go away, Lord. We don't want your kind around here. Leave. That was their answer. You see, this is what happens when sin is confronted with holiness. Every time. Clash of the Titans. Your sin and the holiness of God. It's two freight trains running head on into each other. And this is what happened here. This is what happens every time sin is confronted with holiness. Remember what Peter said to the Lord? He said, Lord, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. The Lord Jesus said this. He says, this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they were wrought in God. That's John 3:19. And yet, don't you and I do the very same thing? Don't we run and hide? Don't we respond the same way Adam did? What did Adam do? It's Genesis chapter 3, verse 10. I heard your voice and I what? Because what? I was afraid. Fear. Anytime sin is confronted with holiness, it's fear. Some of Adam's first attributes after sin was fear. He was ashamed and he was full of fear. Let me encourage you, don't run from the Lord, but run to the Lord. Run to him. Hebrews 4:16, it says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace so that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Buck the trend. Run to the Lord, not from him. Okay, we got one last thing to look at here in this chapter. Verse 18. Now, when he got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might go with him. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, go home to your friends. Tell them what great things the Lord has done for you. And how he had compassion on you. Isn't that funny? Of all the people, the Lord says, come, follow me. Come, 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 come. The guy goes, Lord, he goes, I want to come. He goes, no, go home. Funny response, isn't it? You can't follow me. No, you can't. But you stay right here. Right where you're at. And be a witness for me right where you are at. I need witnesses for me, he says, right where you're at. The Lord Jesus Christ is looking for some witnesses right where you're at. He's not calling you out to go somewhere else. He's got you right where you are for a reason. I need witnesses. He needs witnesses. Bright, shining lights full of the kingdom of God. Right where you're at. God has sovereignly and systematically placed you in the midst of sinners. And he's done it deliberately. With a message and a testimony. And for this man, verse 20, he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him. Hallelujah. End result, all marveled. Let's you and I go and do likewise. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Come and listen. Come to the